If you've ever wanted a custom plate, come explore all the different ways you can express your personality and interest with My Plates. MyPlates.com is Texas's one-stop plate shop for all specialty and personalized plates in Texas, where you get to choose your own unique message, background, and even symbols. At My Plates, you can honor your school, your country, or just have a little bit of fun. My Plates helps you choose from over 500 Texas license plate styles, many starting as low as $30 per year. Create yours at MyPlates.com. Whatever you're looking for, they've got that at MyPlates.com.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
Just when you thought the left wing couldn't get any more disingenuous, folks, they do. They top themselves. This last weekend, President Trump was out on the campaign trail, and he had some comments about what would happen to this country if he were not reelected. Of course, he was forecasting what the socialists with the Democrats would do to us. They're going to finish us off. Anywhere from the national security concerns we have now to the economic concerns that we have now, including jobs. And that's what President Trump was talking about, jobs and the ability to create things here in the United States. Have a listen to the full context of what President Trump had to say over the weekend.
They want to do this all electric nonsense where the cars don't go far, they cost too much, and they're all made in China. And the head of the United Auto Workers never probably shook hands with a Republican before. They're destroying. You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country.
So you hear President Trump. He's talking about jobs. He's talking about economics. He's talking about manufacturing. Now, folks, this got turned into Trump calling for a bloody civil war by the left wingers. Listen to this.
Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Yeah. Okay. So, he, of course, he's making reference to the bloodbath and jobs and manufacturing and economic opportunity. Okay, so what does that turn into? From the New York Times, Trump says some migrants are not people. He was talking about those who are murderous individuals. He didn't think they were human because of the way they treated other human beings. That's the full context of that. And predicts a bloodbath if he loses. So this is what the New York Times says, predicts a bloodbath if he loses. So these left-wing online influencers, Aaron Rupar, wake up, folks, he says. Other individuals out there saying, oh no, he's threatening a bloodbath if he doesn't win. They totally bastardized it. And you know what this reminded me of? Remember when they said, Donald Trump said there were good people on both sides, the Nazis and the non-Nazis. Of course, that wasn't what Trump was talking about then either.
What I'm saying is this, you had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
And there you go. The proof that there were some people who thought that ripping down statues was a good thing, and President Trump saying that they're good people, they just may be a little misguided, and the people that didn't want to rip down statues, they're also good people. As a matter of fact, your liberty-loving Latino here interviewed a group, the leader of a group that was multiracial, who went to Charlottesville for this so-called Unite the Right rally, and I interviewed them. They went there, and they were just protesting the ripping down of statues. There was a black man, an Asian man, there was a white guy, all multiple races being represented in this group, and they even admitted to me that they felt duped by some of the event organizers of Unite the Right because there were some other people there with some bad intentions, the neo-Nazis and all that kind of stuff, and they didn't, and of course the group that I interviewed didn't want to be associated with them. But that was the full context of what happened that day. But the left, just like they did this weekend, always trying to distort, to push a narrative over facts, a narrative over news. And we ought not let them do that. And we're not going to here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. It is the show behind the show. Our buddy, Sean Chastain. Boy, we got a boatload of stuff to talk with him about coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy. And your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Time for the show behind the show, and our buddy Sean Chastain joins us once again. Hey, man.
What is up, pal?
I've got a boatload. I mean, a veritable smorgasbord of topics for you. So I'm going to get your update first, because I'm going to hit you with a whole bunch of stuff. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I am $921 poorer today.
What did you do?
I had to get tires. God dang it, man. You know?
For the truck.
for the truck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was just shaking and just sketchy to drive anymore. And coming home in the rain yesterday, because I worked my side hustle yesterday, so coming home in the pretty heavy rain, yeah, I was skating all over the place. I was like, you know, it's time. So, yeah, had to drop that, and dang it, that hurt.
Sure does. I mean, that's so all four tires or just the fronts?
No, I did all four just to have a match and have them all good and rotatable and all that stuff. So,
how low was the tread? Do you know?
The tread was probably okay coming home from last week's side hustle. I had to. I was clipping along at a pretty good pace and just kind of looked up and everybody was just dead stopped in front of me. I had to lock them up. So it kind of, the compound on those older tires were just real soft and so it kind of flat spotted up all four of them.
Oh, wow.
So ba-boom, 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 you know, it's just,
that, you see, that's really bad. That sucks because you had to, I mean, if the tread generally was still okay, you could have gotten away with it for a little while longer. That just, that's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, the tread was okay. It was, yeah, like I said, and they were super soft compound tires. They looked nice, but, practicality for how I drive is, you know, not the best.
Well, it's funny.
And then, go ahead.
No, go. No, I was going to talk about economics first, but go ahead and make your final point there.
Oh, a couple other things. I might have just burned up my 50-year-old KitchenAid mixer, so I'm not happy about that. I was kneading a bunch of bread in there, and it was really thick, heavy bread, and boy, the thing was smoking. So.
You know, it's funny you say that because I think the wife did the same thing to hers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's about 30 years old.
Yeah.
So,
mine's from the 70s, so... But they're pretty easy to take apart. There's plenty of tutorials on YouTube or online, and you can take them apart and make sure the grease is good and all that stuff in there. So,
yeah.
If she didn't throw it away, she can make that a project because that's pretty fun. And you wouldn't believe all the nasty goop that's in there from 30, 40, 50 years. You know.
I think she wants to upgrade anyway. I think she wants to go with a newer motor and just get a whole new mixer because, as you know, the bread is flowing, much to my chagrin, in the Salcedo household. So, yeah, man, I would anticipate.
I'll take it off your hands if she's going to upgrade.
Okay, I'll let her know. I'll let her know. Maybe you can, you know, not that you have any money to spread around, but maybe you can drop her $25 and we'll call it even.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, anything else?
I don't know how you are about Guy Ritchie films. Are you familiar with them at all?
Guy Ritchie, that's Madonna's ex, right?
Madonna's ex, yeah. British director, producer.
She was in a coma for a while. Do you know that? Madonna was in a coma. Yeah. When she woke up, she said she literally talked Jesus.
Wow.
Really? I know. I was like, really? First off, I didn't realize she was in a coma, but when she came out of it, she said she had a conversation with God. I'm like,
when was this?
Just recently. Just recently, wow. She came out of it.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So what about Guy Ritchie?
Anyway, I don't know if you're familiar with his films at all, like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch and a few others, but I really enjoy them. British gangster films, violent, bloody, and lots of foul language, but really pretty funny. And so he's got a new series on Netflix called The Gentleman. And, man, it was fantastic. So I binge-watched about half of it Friday night. So I was up super late and then got a call at about 6:30 asking if I could come in to do the side hustle. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was running on empty yesterday.
That sucks.
But, but got her done and then finished that up last night. So, yeah, it was really, really good if you're into the, like I said, violent, funny British gangster film.
British gangster. That doesn't seem to be a genre that kind of goes well together. I say, old Bean, I think I'm going to rough you up here a bit.
Yeah. This is about a guy. He's a captain in the British Army. And his dad dies, and his dad is the eighth Duke of so-and-so, and he leaves the entire estate to this kid that's in the Army. Well, he comes home and finds out that there's illegal marijuana farm underneath the cow farm, the dairy farm.
Wow.
So, and yeah, apparently everybody in the whole family knew except him, and, you know, so now he's got to deal with that. He wants to get out of it, but he really can't. So
yep, that's out. That's some good alfalfa out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, that's about the update on my life. Pretty boring week. I got nothing really.
Well, that's plenty, dude. I mean, you've done more than most of us. And, you know, it's funny you led with economics, because there was a sobering stat that came out. And I'm wondering what you think about this, because, you know, you hear about how much of a burden inflation is.
Yeah.
But when you actually see the real life application of inflation, you go, oh, wow, that really hurts. Home buyers need 80% more income under Joe Biden than President Trump.
Right.
80% more income to afford your down payment. Home shoppers today need to make more than $106,000 to comfortably afford a home, according to a Zillow analysis. That's 80% more than in January of 2020 when Donald Trump was in office.
I just see it at the fuel pump. I mean, that's my one true gauge, because I'm not buying a house. I see it at the grocery store and the gas pump. And the gas pump this week, I don't know if you were out and about, but last week got down to like 270, mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
It went from, I paid 272 one day. I drove by the next day and it was 319.
Yeah.
319.
I know, dude.
It was $1.78 the day Trump left office.
I know. It's,
and
it is.
So I just, and you know, now we don't have fuel reserves. Now we're not exporting natural gas. I just don't get it. I mean, I don't believe you guys that say, you know, they're setting out to ruin America. I just don't buy that. I think it's just different philosophies, and their philosophy isn't working out quite as well. I don't think there's malicious intent behind it. But sometimes I wonder.
Well, so what else could it be? I mean, it's like they took the playbook. This is what's good for America, so we're going to do the opposite.
Right. Well, like I said, it's just, you know, different philosophies, different economic beliefs on what would work and what wouldn't work. And, you know, the role of the government, what they think the role of the government is and what I think the role of government is, two different things. And so I don't think there's, like I said, I don't think there's malicious intent. I think it's just their philosophies aren't working out.
Well, all right. But again, it's not like they've ever worked out.
It's not like we don't have
a body of evidence that sits there and says, look, every single time you shorten supply, every single time you declare war on private industry, this is what happens. So they do it all the time because they believe. Now, Sean, you may not want to ascribe any bad motivations to them. But, you know, if a guy sits there and says, you know what, I just think the government ought to be in charge of everything and screw the little people. And you could say there's no nefarious intent behind that. But I'm sorry, that's, in my mind, that's nefarious intent. If you want to compromise individual Americans' ability to make it day to day so you can have power over their lives, screw you. And that is intent, in my opinion.
You see, I don't know. I just think it's a different belief system in what the role of government should be.
Right. Okay. And I don't disagree with you, but
they don't think it's bad. I mean, big picture, macro picture. Yes, obviously their way is bad. Yes, it's never worked out before ever in the history of man. And they will tell you, well, they just didn't do it right.
Well, you said macro picture. What about the micro? How is it good for you on the micro level?
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's good. Their philosophies are good at all for anybody.
No. No,
I just
it's not.
I just don't think they have an evil intent when they developed those philosophies.
Actually, that's wrong. It is good for some people who happen to be in government. If you derive your power and control in government and your salary from government and your livelihood from government, life is good. Government never takes a pay cut. You know, the money keeps flowing out of your pocket to them. So, yeah. So you tell me how the philosophy of absolute government power and enrichment benefits anybody and why that is better.
I'm not saying it's better. I never said it was better. Obviously, it's not better.
Yeah, but obviously.
I'm just saying that they don't believe they didn't get together in a big room and say, okay, how can we take down America? They didn't do that.
No, they got together in a big room and said that freedom is overrated. And they got into a big room and said, we should control. No, dude, seriously, this is what's happening. Okay. There is a certain segment of this population that is in government, in particular the unelected class, who says, you know what? People are stupid. It's time we took over. We're going to do some pretty shady stuff as far as elections are concerned. We're going to do some pretty shady stuff. And you know what certain states did. Hell, Georgia just had to admit they didn't do signature verification, 168,000 ballots. Okay. Now, in somebody's book, that's good because guess what? We didn't do signature verifications on ballots, and that led to an outcome that they wanted, which they thought was good, which is, again, the people that think absolute government power is groovy. I don't.
No, obviously, Chris, I don't either.
Yeah.
But they didn't get in there like Dr. Evil say, how can we, you know, totally take down America? Nobody said that.
Really?
It's just their philosophies were radically different than my and your philosophies. And obviously ours are superior because it worked when they were in place.
Dude, I know you don't want to believe this of certain leftists certain Republicans. I know you don't want to believe this, but they look at the Constitution, they look at our freedoms, they look at us and our ability to exist without government interference, and it's an affront to them. They're offended by it. And they think your life is much better when they run it. I fundamentally disagree, and I would call
I do too.
Yeah, I would call that
my point right.
Yeah, I would fundamentally call that an anti-American point of view. There's nothing American about that point of view. Sorry, there just isn't. Now,
I totally agree with you.
Okay, so when you say they don't want to bring down America, hell, they don't. You know, we don't like America. We don't like the freedom you've got, so they want to take it down.
So their view of what America should be and my view of America, how America should be, two totally different things. And theirs is wrong. Mine is right. I know that.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't think.
But you just don't want to ascribe any evil intent to them because, you know, they just fundamentally believe that totalitarianism is better. So, so it makes
sense. They do. They do.
Just like Hitler. Hitler believed that his way was better. So we don't want to ascribe any ill meaning to, you know, what Hitler was all about or Mao Zedong or, you know, or Joseph Stalin. They just believe their way was better. You know, nothing evil about, you know, 60 million dead. Anyway, look, I know. I'm never going to convince you. Okay, how about this? U.S. Supreme Court sets test for when officials who block social media critics can be sued. Did you hear about this case?
I guess not, huh?
Yeah. Dude, this is going to knock your socks off. I saw this. I said, what the hell is this? The U.S. Supreme Court, addressing free speech rights in the digital age, decided on Friday that government officials can sometimes be sued under the Constitution's First Amendment for blocking critics, their critics, on social media. In a unanimous decision in two cases from California and Michigan, the justices set a new standard for determining if public officials acted in a government capacity when blocking critics on social media, a test to be applied in lawsuits accusing them of violating the First Amendment. So in certain instances, if say I troll John Cornyn or I troll Nancy Pelosi and they block me, in certain circumstances I can sue them now.
Well, you should be able to.
Why? I don't agree with this at all. I don't.
They're government officials.
So okay.
They're not immune from trolling.
Well, on their official account, I'm okay. But on their personal accounts,
dude, you give up that right when you take the oath.
Oh, I fundamentally disagree. Fundamentally disagree.
So John Cornyn can go on his personal Facebook page and espouse all kinds of beliefs of Hitler, but he can't do it on his government page, and that's okay?
No, not his government page, on his personal page.
I know, on his personal page. No, I think you give that up, man. You are it's not like you're not a government official when you're on your own Facebook page.
We have the right of association. We have the right of association.
Sure, we do.
You don't give up that right when you get elected, dude.
Yeah, I think you do. I don't see how you can separate the two. I don't see how you can say no.
Oh man, really?
No, this is my personal stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, well.
And if you don't want to be trolled on your personal page, don't have a personal page.
First, hold on. Let me read more of this article. This is from U.S. News and World Report, by the way. First Amendment protections for free speech generally constrain government actors, not private individuals. Under the new test, officials are considered to have engaged in governmental action if they had actual authority to speak on behalf of the state on a particular matter and purported to exercise that authority in relevant posts. The justices threw out decisions by lower courts in the two cases involving lawsuits brought under the First Amendment by people who were blocked after posting criticisms on the social media accounts of local officials. The justices directed the lower courts to revisit the cases based on the new standard.
Got no issue. No problem.
Wow. See, I nope. just, wow.
Because they are different than you and me.
Okay.
It would just be to put it in the private sector, it'd be like, you know, you saying one thing on your company page and then doing something on your personal page going totally against the company's, you know, beliefs, and the company finds that out and fires you. Well, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, wait a minute. This is people trolling individuals.
I know what it is, okay. Chris. I know what it is.
All right.
They're trolling on their personal pages. But I say, once you take that oath and become a government official, you are a government official 24/7.
I can't. But you don't lose your constitutional rights when you turn into a government official.
I'm not. How did they lose their right?
You have a right to associate with individuals you want to associate
with. Nobody's saying they can associate with them.
Yeah. If you don't want some jackwagon part of your social media sphere, you should be able to get the hell rid of anybody you want.
Not if you're a government official, man.
Oh, man. Well, I think you're going to hear a lot about this at your day job because this is a fascinating constitutional discussion
fascinating in the fact that you're a government official 24/7.
All right, fair enough. I don't agree, but I understand your point of view. you know Riley Gaines, right? Because you've heard me talk about her before.
Yes.
Riley Gaines and other female.
Can I troll her for a little bit? She is a Fox News contributor now, so I see her quite often.
Is she really with Fox News?
Yes.
I did not know that.
They may be supporting her podcast, and yeah, she's on there all the time.
Yeah, well, Riley,
anytime a trans issue in women's sports comes up, then that's their go-to.
Yep, and she is quite attractive. You're right.
Well, I see her a lot. She has a head like a Lego.
What?
Like a Lego person.
I don't know what that means. I think she's very attractive. What's the matter?
She's very attractive, but when you're looking at the TV with no sound, you're just, you know, staring at Riley Gaines up there and you're not really paying attention to anything else. I just noticed one day that she's got kind of a small mouth and her head is very block-like.
Dude, are you, what? I have no, Look, Riley Gaines has been on this podcast before. Number one, number two, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. You know,
I don't know. I just made that observation to myself.
Oh my gosh, what the hell's the matter with you?
Probably shouldn't have shared it.
I guess, but I know. I mean, the only thing that stands out to me is right. She has those aqua marine type blue eyes.
Yeah,
that are very distinctive. And that's I think her defining characteristic. Not that she's a Lego head. Anyhow, jeez. She and some other female athletes are now suing the NCAA over their over their trans policies.
Right.
And I think, you know, bravo, it's about time. The idea that our daughters are going to be forced to compete with males in female sports is insulting. It takes away their rights, their opportunities, and it's about damn time somebody pushed back on this.
Yeah. I don't get all the, you know, like the Lady Gaga, Dylan Mulvaney Women's Day ad that they came out with. I'm like,
say what?
Yeah, Lady Gaga and Dylan Mulvaney teamed up for some Women's Day ad.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, how do women who support this not get it? That's what I don't understand.
It's guilt, dude. It's liberal guilt. They're told they got to be guilty about somebody who's allegedly oppressed, you know, they feel so guilty they would stab their own mothers in the heart just to assuage their guilt. And that's exactly what some of these parents who would. There was another story here in Texas. Now this was a private league. But it was a transgendered, I think it was another swimming league. This was a private league. And you know how the clubs work here in Texas. Sometimes they're used to accentuate your resume for colleges. Where did this happen? This was, it's North Austin. Austin Aquatics League allows boys to compete with girls. The league updated its handbook and will now allow boys who identify as girls to compete with female swimmers. And I know that there's a lot of moms in that league going, what the hell? You know, it is fundamentally unfair because of the biological realities of the male and female body. They cannot be ignored. And I am just applauding to the nines anybody pushing back on this insanity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. And for any woman who supports this, I don't understand that at all. So,
yep.
Yeah.
No matter how many times it hurts you, these left wingers, well, that's an aggrieved group. So I must have disadvantage my children, disadvantage myself, based on whatever the left wing, the stupid reasoning the left wing comes up here. This perfect segue to this story. U.S. colleges are bringing back standardized testing after finding the test optional policies actually hurt minor students. Oh, really? Huh. One professor said it was a racist narrative to assume minority students were disadvantaged on the SAT or ACT tests. And so they did their due diligence. They found out, oh, this is actually a problem. this is actually hurting minority students. So after the left wing said we had to abandon testing was racist. Now all of a sudden when they found that it disadvantaged minority students, oh, time to reverse course. Another lunatic left wing policy has screwed over the very people they said they were trying to help again. So now we get to go back to normal. Why don't we just skip left wing lunacy to begin with?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, they are the most racist people out there. Yep. And, you know, so, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that one of these policies just and I hadn't heard about that, and I'm not surprised that I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to reverse a course like that, yeah, that's not something they're going to.
No, they're not going to tout that. It's like, oh, we were wrong. Right. Part of being a left winger is never having to admit you're wrong because the press won't follow up. You know, never. Right. Hey, about that policy you were pushing that ended up screwing over everybody. You know, what about that? There's never a worry of that. Now, the last thing. Now, are you aware that the last major tax revolt in the United States started in California. Are you aware of that?
Negative.
Yeah, it was back when California was a Republican state, that long ago, right? So they led the last major tax revolt in this country, and it seems they may be poised to do it again. California business owners say they're boycotting taxes, in particular in Oakland, because the business owners are saying, we pay these taxes for the police, and we're getting constantly ripped off by a criminal element that is that is not reined in at all by our taxpayer dollars paying for cops because of all the pro-crime policies out there in California. And they're just like, you know what? Screw it. We're not going to pay taxes to the city until they fix this. What do you say?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm for that. But, you know, you're going to have to do it. Everybody's going to have to do it, because if just a couple people go to jail because of it, it ain't going to be a revolt.
Well, and I'm saying that you've got a whole bunch of businesses banding together, and I think we should apply this standard to the entire country. Yeah. I mean, look at what they're doing with the border.
Banding together on social media is one thing, and, you know, banding together at City Hall is one thing, but when it comes time to write that check, I'll see how many actually band together, you know, for fear of going to jail. And so, you know, I'd love to see that kind of stuff, but you're also probably going to go to jail.
We will file this under the wait and see file, and we'll see what happens. Right. Okay. Sean Chastain, I told you, a lot teed up for you this week. So appreciate the commentary.
Yeah, a lot
as always.
Stuff you were wrong on.
Shut up. You know what? I am confident in saying I was more right than this week than I have ever been. Seriously.
All right. Love you, pal.
All right. Take it easy, dude. Thanks.
See you. Bye.
That's going to put a wrap on this El Sado Storm podcast, the show behind the show with the one, the only Sean Chastain. Folks, visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Catch up with the show and big events happening in Texas, including these all-important runoff elections. We need to run up the tab on these pro-Democrat Republicans, make sure more of them are thrown out and can't harm us anymore. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 300 programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.